Voices in the Dark.
On the platform, there was a small crowd of workmen. A train was in the station. The workmen were getting onto it. The cleaners were watching them. "What are they doing?" Craig asked Elsa. "You didn't really tell me yesterday." "There's an old side tunnel just outside Bankcross Station. There isn't any line in it, and it goes nowhere now. They're building a wall across the entrance."
"A side tunnel?"
"Yes," said Elsa. "It goes to the old Church End station."
"Don't you know about the ghost stations, child? They're closed. Some of them were never open. You see, they built stations and didn't use them, or the stations were too near other stations. They closed them years ago."
"So they never used Church End Station then," said Craig. Frank was listening.
"Oh, yes, they did," he said. "Haven't you heard of Church End Station?"
"They don't teach these kids much history," said Elsa.
"What happened?" said Craig.
"It was in 1940, said Frank, "in the Second World War. People slept in the underground stations because of the bombs. There were bombs nearly every night. Well, a bomb hit Church End Station. A big bomb. It hit the street right outside the station doors. There were 200 people on the station platform that night. They never opened the station again. It's very near Bank Cross, so they didn't really need it."
"Why are they closing the tunnel now?" said Craig.
"I don't know," said Frank. "They took away the line, and they closed the other end of the tunnel in the 1950s.
Craig thought about the empty station. "Have you ever been there?" he asked.
"Church End? Me?" said Frank. "No, there are strange things down there."
"More nonsense," said Elsa. "It's just an old tunnel. There's nothing there."
She looked at Frank.
"Frank thinks there are ghosts of people, not ghost stations."
"I've heard things," said Frank. "Strange things."
"What about you, Elsa?" Craig asked. "Have you heard anything?"
"No," said Elsa quickly. "Nothing at all." "Okay, we have a lot of work tonight. We can't stay here and listen to Frank's silly ideas all night."
That night, the cleaners traveled by train because the electricity was on in the tunnel. First, they cleaned all of the stations south of Bank Cross. Then they moved north. There was one more station that they had to clean. It was late, and Craig was feeling tired. He was sitting next to Elsa on the train. After a few minutes, their train stopped. They were near the workmen. There were bright lights in the tunnel. Craig looked out of the window at them. The workmen were finishing for the night. The workmen's train was in front of the cleaner's train, so they had to wait.
"Why do they have to work from this side?" asked Craig. "There are no electric lines in the old tunnel."
"This is the only way into the old tunnel," said Elsa. "Frank told you. They closed the other end years ago."
"I'd like to see that station," said Craig. Craig could hear the workmen. They were climbing onto their train. Suddenly, the tunnel lights went off as the workmen's train moved away. It was very quiet.
Frank spoke. "There it is," he said. Craig could hear voices, strange, echoing voices a long way from the train. He looked at Frank, then at Elsa.
"I can't hear anything," she said.
Then their train's engine started. And Craig couldn't hear anything either. Frank moved from his seat and sat down next to Craig.
"Did you hear it too?" he said quietly.
"Yes," said Craig. Frank smiled.
"It's not only me then," he said. "There were voices."
"Yes," said Craig. "There were voices.